Or do you ever get buck fever or target panic?
I've had target panic a couple of times the last, say, 20 years. The worst target panic I had was about 20 years ago, and I got to freezing so badly below the bullseye that I actually had to sight my bow in, especially for that hunting season that followed, because I could not get up on the target, and I couldn't get on a bullseye, and I couldn't get on the kill spot on an animal target either. And so I deliberately sighted in my bow, so I was hitting high. So when I froze, I figured out what size animals I was hunting, and I knew I was going to freeze on the brisket of the animal. And I got through that hunting season without missing a shot on an animal, but I had horrible target panic. And the only way I solved that was I started after hunting season with a bullseye that was huge, and I started shooting at about 5 yards, and I very systematically made the bullseye smaller and increased the shooting distance over about 3 months. To retrain myself to actually aim at the bullseye. And it was painful, and it was almost ridiculous, because all my sights were on that big bullseye to begin with. But by just systematically retraining myself, I got over it. And I had a little relapse a few years ago, but it didn't take too much to whip at that time. I had it whipped in less than a month by doing basically the same thing. As far as buck fever goes, I used to get buck fever when I started bow hunting. There were times, particularly those first 3 years I hunted, when I was so excited I couldn't draw my old Wing Federburg recurve bow. I had one buck walk away from me in Northern California that I had seeked within 20 yards of, and I never shot because I couldn't draw my bow back. And as the years went by and I had more experience with animals, I did develop the ability to control that excitement. And I don't know, it's a progressive thing, and I wouldn't say there was any particular time when it happened, but the last few years, probably the last couple of decades, I find that I get very excited before I draw my bow, and I could feel my heart thumping and my hands are actually shaking. And other people who've been with me when I was hunting have noticed it more than I have and pointed it out to me, and I kind of watch for it now more than I used to. But absolutely, I get just as pumped as I ever did. But everybody tells me who's ever seen me shoot an animal, and there have been a number of guides and outfitters have had and good friends of mine who've been with me, and I can feel it too. When I draw my bow, I get really solid, and I'm sure my heart rate's still up there, but I quit shaking, and I settle down, and I make the shot. And then after I make the shot, that's when my knees get weak, and I might even have to sit down, but thank goodness that's when it happens, not during the time when I'm taking the shot.